Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Are you ready for the return of this year's Taunton Carnival? Then join me, Jeff Strawbridge, on Saturday, October the 15th, as Carnival returns to the county town. Starting from Tangier Way at 7 o'clock, the main parade will make its way through Taunton and ending at Eastreach, just off the Hamilton Road Junction. This is not an event to miss, believe you me. You can also join me for a very special live show as we broadcast and stream live direct from Tone FM Towers from 6 o'clock in the evening. It's time for Carnival to return to the county town on Saturday, October the 15th. For more information, visit tauntoncarnival.co.uk and we'll see you there.
Tone FM.
Now, here comes another hour of nothing but just great songs from the Somerset Carnivals.
This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
The Carnival Hour is brought to you in partnership with Country Rovers, your local friendly Land Rover specialists without main dealer prices. Supporting local carnival.
Evening. I've missed you. I might be a bit rusty tonight, okay? Just a little bit. Time to start up the Carnival Hour. The show this evening from the Rolling Stones and Start Me Up, used by the Kipling Carnival Club this year on their cart Rusty's. Well, good evening to you. Welcome along to the Carnival Hour with myself, Jeff Strawbridge, here until 7 o'clock this evening. Got absolutely loads to squeeze in tonight. We will have your Carnival Rewind in one track's time because I've got so much to put in the show today. We'll also have several interviews from Wellington Carnival tonight, as I was around and about at the lineup last night, so I thought I'd catch up and have a chat with a few people, see what they were up to this year and how they were getting on with their carts. And also have guests in the studio. Yes, Kim and Chris Toms from Ilminster Carnival Committee. They are here with me at the moment. I will get Chris on air, I'm sure of that. We'll also have your carnival birthdays. And you never know, we may squeeze in the odd request. But we're going to go big, really big, as they came first in feature last night, the Harlequins. I love the yee-haw at the end of that one, don't you? It is the Carnival Hour, and it is time now for our Carnival Rewind. Now, if you don't know what the Carnival Rewind is, basically, I'm going to be playing you a track, but I'll be playing it backwards. All I need you to do is send me a message via WhatsApp on 01823 286688, or you can also send me an email, which is studio@tonefm.co.uk. If you can tell me what the artist and title is, if you can tell me what club it was used on, that is an added bonus as we play the Carnival Rewind. Do you think you know what the answer is to the Carnival Rewind this week? If you do, send me a message via WhatsApp 01823 286688 or on the email, which is studio@tonefm.co.uk. Now, we'll be speaking to Kim and Chris from Wellington Carnival Committee in a few minutes. But last night, it was Wellington Carnival, and I was there. I was chatting to a few people, and I caught up with Zem Carnival Club and also Gemini, and this is what happened. Well, we finally got to Wellington Carnival, and I've caught up with the guys, or I should say ladies, from the Zem Carnival Club, because all the fellas have disappeared, haven't they? So who have I got here at the moment?
Zoe.
And Mia.
And she's eating. That's really, really good, isn't it? And Erin's over in the background at the moment. She's eating as well. So I'm guessing you're building up your energy for tonight to go around the carnival. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Pretty much.
So what's the emotions regarding being back on carnival, especially at Wellington, the first one for the South Somerset Circuit?
It's a bit weird, honest, because we're not lining up in the same place.
There's houses everywhere that were never here before.
It's like 3 years difference. It's really weird.
It's a different place.
But it's good to be back.
And it's nice to see people again. Like, we've got Gemini in front of us, and it's nice to see them all again. And
yeah, but you don't really want to hear them when they start their sound system, do you?
Yeah, but our music will get rid of theirs anyway.
I think that's some sort of competition.
So tell me about your theme this year. What is it?
So our title of our entry this year is La Barricade. So we've gone for a Les Mis style entry this year, complete with waving flags and our own Javert, should I call you?
No, it's Andress, actually.
Oh, it's Andress.
We're not
going
to argue.
Go for a whole French peasant kind of vibe.
So you've got a cart that you're pulling around, a smaller
yes.
cart.
Yep.
Can you sort of describe to the listeners what it is actually on there?
So we
apart from the carrier bags that's on at the moment, all
we
right?
have two cannons with cannonballs and French flags, and we have some handmade guns handmade by my partner, actually, who he's very proud of those guns. We have some barrels that were recycled from our entry when we did Panto Time, I believe. We have a lot of recycled furniture on here that's come from all sorts. We've got it from pubs, we've got it from skips,
donations.
Yeah, it's basically a very sustainable float this year.
Very much recycled then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, we like that. Well, good luck for tonight.
Thank you.
And Erin's still over at the back there eating and drinking, and she doesn't want to get involved with us, does she?
No.
It's always the young ones, isn't it?
She's too embarrassed. It's fine.
Well, thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Just walking down the hill and I've come across Gemini Carnival Club. I'm here with Ash from Gemini.
Hello.
So tell me all about your entry this year.
It's Gangster Grannies.
Okay, are you dressing up as a granny?
No.
Okay, I'm just road crew. What about a gangster?
No, I would like to, but I'm in road crew uniforms. I don't think that's going to work.
Okay. Okay.
You could dress up as a granny, though.
Well, I know I could, but I'm not going to. I'll leave that to the wife.
Or a policeman.
So tell me all about your entry. What is it this year, and can you describe it to me?
It's a trailer this year. We didn't have enough funding, or the funding come in late to bring the big car out, so we threw this one together, and it's going to grannies of robbing a bank, apparently. I haven't really had much to do with it, because obviously just had a newborn, so...
Congratulations.
So it's just getting back into...
Mia's at home, is she?
Yeah, with a very naughty baby.
Oh, well, never mind, eh? Yeah.
But, yeah, it's glad to be back on circuit, and it went up last night until 11:30 to get all the finishing touches done.
Well, it's nice that you're back out on the road again after a couple of years of hell, really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah, it just still feels weird, because obviously we haven't got Lammy here this year, and it still feels weird that
it does,
he's
yeah.
not here.
Yeah, it does, and we all still think about him.
Yeah, everyone does, I think, yeah. Talks about him.
Well, I'm going to whip up the line up a little bit more and see if anybody else I can spot, as Dave Phillips has sort of run away from us and he doesn't want to get involved. So thanks for that, Dave. We really appreciate it. We will get you on the show one day. By the Gemini Carnival Club on their entry for this year, which is Gangster's Granny. I tell you what, you can tell we're live tonight in Tone FM Towers, because I've had daggers looks from Kim, because I said she was from Wellington Carnival Committee. I do apologise, Kim, but good evening from Ilminster Carnival Committee.
Good evening, Jeff. It's great to be back.
It is.
Brilliant to be back in this carnival season. It's just so exciting. Yeah, it's great to be back, all of us together at last.
I know. It was a really good feeling at Wellington last night, wasn't it?
It was a fabulous feeling. And to actually get together and see everybody, I walked the procession and I just couldn't stop smiling. I mean, it was just a fantastic just experience again. It was brilliant.
Well, speaking of carnival, as we always do on this show, Ilminster Carnival is celebrating something special this year.
It is. It's 100 years old this year. We're really proud that we've got the committee, and we've put lots of things together. We actually started off, I believe, as a hospital carnival, and the idea was all the funds that were raised, collected, were actually given back to local medical, the hospital or medical communities, or anything to do with medical, really. We'd still try and do that. But obviously the collection has reduced in size over the past few years.
So how can people actually donate to the carnivals so that we can raise money for all these other charities?
Okay, so this year at Ilminster, we've obviously got the normal collectors going around with their buckets. We've got a QR code system going, all four towns have in South Somerset. And also we're going to have card reader machines going around. They will be highlighted in different colour high-vis tops. It's all on our website, which is ilminstercarnival.co.uk. Please look on there. There's so much information on there.
Of course, we've got Taunton coming up in a few weeks. But obviously, if you want to see the carts before they get to Taunton, you can go to Ilminster next Saturday. Isn't that right, Kim?
Yep, Saturday the 1st.
Do we know who's entering this year?
Oh, well, who's not entering? More the question, actually. Obviously, Harlequin, Gemini, One Plus One, Extreme, Eclipse. I mean, I could continue. Zem. I mean, there's just, we're all back together again. It's fantastic.
It is really, really good. Now, last night at Wellington, I caught up with somebody that I didn't expect to see there. We're going to come back to you in a few minutes, but can you guess who I may have met on the lineup last night?
Couldn't possibly be Andy Bennett, could it?
It could be.
Just further back at the lineup, and I've come across this gentleman that's not a stranger to radio, probably the person that created Carnival Radio. Good evening, Mr. Andy Bennett.
Sorry about that. How are you? You all right?
I'm very well. So what are you doing down here?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm just looking down all the entries, all the carts. I've only got halfway through them.
Yeah.
I've seen one. It's all right, isn't it? But it's a strange old situation because first year I came to Wellington Carnival, they were double parked back to the roundabout.
I know.
And now, sign of the times, and we all know how difficult it is, and we said in the week to a few people that even if you just get a cart out or an entry out or a walking group or something, that means a lot nowadays because the cost of everything is so blimmin' much. If you can put something on the road, then you've done a good service at Carnival. Look at Harlequin, Chatham Generator, but they've gone through hell to get there. So it's not necessarily going to be a year of the biggest winning carts, I don't think. It's just going to be everyone get back to doing Carnival, remember why they like it, and then next year we can push it a bit further. That's my little soapbox rant for you, Jeff.
One analogy that I've come up with.
Analogy? That's a big word.
Well, exactly. Very big, isn't it? Yeah, but we are Tone FM, not BBC. Right. Is that I've noticed that everybody's smiling because they're back out on the road.
That's the thing as well, is like, if you look where we are now, we're at the top of the lineup for Wellington, and like, I'm going to say Harlequins because I spent a day with them. They're not bothered that the cart is smaller. No one's bothered that the carts and the entries are smaller. Everyone's just glad to be here and have a drink. Now, the way I look at it is that if you go to a pub afterwards for a half, you're going to have a great night no matter what the state of the entry is. So it's just more about being sociable this year, and I know everyone's saying it, but I'm going to add to that, it's more about the social side of Carnival in 2022 than the actual entries that you build. And I know that because look at the state of our cart, it's getting there. It won't be the best thing we've ever built, but it'll be nice and it'll be tidy and the club will be together, and that's all you can really ask for, because you know you're paying three times the cost for steel, three times the cost for wood, whereas now you're actually getting a nice night out with your mates that you haven't had for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I've been ranting a lot. Sorry, Jeff. You literally said hello and I've just given you like five answers in a row.
The sun is shining in Wellington, which it doesn't normally happen for Wellington Carnival. It's normally raining, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it's normally pouring. Normally, when we're here, it's pouring with rain and you can walk along this lineup and it's absolutely dreadful. I'm in shorts and T-shirts. Everyone's in shorts and T-shirts. And actually, the night is great. Yeah. We've been down the Conservative Club. We've all half a cider. It's very, very chilled. Now, you've been in Carnival a few years. Look at Harlequins, or look at like the likes of One Plus One in front. They're putting a few bulbs in and it's like, yeah, we're doing all right. There's a lot to be said for having an easier time on the road with it.
It's working people back into it again, isn't it, after a 2 year break?
Yeah.
Or 3 year, really.
I'm on your show, everyone's probably said the same, but it's getting back into something that you haven't been able to do for 3 years. Now, if you have a year out and Carnival still happens, then you sort of miss it when it's happening and you think, I'll get back in next year. But we've been forced to retirement for two or three years. It'd be three calendar years now. So it's really difficult to like get back in the swing of it. And I find that at my own club, like we get to like 11, 12 o'clock at night, we're all shattered because we haven't done it for so long. We're rusty, you know?
Yeah, but it's great to be here down at Wellington, and hopefully, you know, for next week, it'll be as nice and dry like this one is.
Stops the beat.
and Meg and haven't stopped dancing yet. And thank you to Mr. Andy Bennett from BBC Radio Somerset for that. It's one of his favourite tunes, that one there, Pat and Mick, and Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet. So hence why I played it for him. Well, the music in the background means it's our carnival birthdays time. So we need to do a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday for Monday to Simon Bond from the Zem Carnival Club. He's celebrating his significant birthday, apparently. And also I need to say hello to Joe from Zem Carnival Club as well, because I met him in person last night. So hi to you, Joe. On Wednesday, it will be Sharon Ford's birthday from the Gorgons Carnival Club, and also Adrian Horner. On Thursday, Sarah Plummer from Masqueraders. And also, it will be Scott Hooper's birthday from the Harlequin Carnival Club on Thursday as well. And on Saturday, Donna O'Neill from the Globe Carnival Club. So happy birthday to all you carnival people. Hopefully you're out there listening at the moment. I'm here with Kim Toms from Ilminster Carnival Committee. And also Chris is in the background having a listen. You never know, he may say hello. Now, Kim, you've got this booklet out celebrating your 100th anniversary. Can you tell us what's in it, please?
Okay, so the 100th anniversary official souvenir booklet that's been produced by the committee is on sale in local businesses within Ilminster, asking for a sort of about £1 for donation. But it's got sort of things. It's got 1920s, some photos from the 1920s. It's got the 1952 programme in there, which is quite interesting. It's got an article in there about the Carnival Queen, when she was Carnival Queen 70 years ago, which was 1952. She's actually going to be on the royalty bus going through Ilminster Carnival on Saturday. Fantastic lady to meet, very, very interesting if you want to talk to her about Carnival.
I'll see if I can speak to her on Saturday.
That'd be fantastic, actually. She's a great lady. Obviously, we've got the decorated window competition in town, which you can vote online as a member of the public. So get voting. You can find details on our webpage. Lots of things on there. 1940s photos, 1950s, and then some of our local clubs in Ilminster have done a little article as well.
Now, I see you've got the 1980s. Now, it drew my attention because they're on page 34, okay, if you go and buy this programme, you'll see that in the top right-hand corner from 1983, there is a picture of the Munch Bunch from the Brown Straws Carnival Club. And the runner bean is me. Yeah. Can you remember that, Kim?
I can remember that one. And if you go to the other page with Zibbidi Doodah, I was on the front of that car, actually.
Zippity-doo-dah. Now, what a car that was. Now, you still haven't managed to get the right piece of music for me for that one, have you?
I know. I thought my father-in-law could have produced it.
I know.
But even he struggled to find the correct one.
Right, I tell you what. A couple of weeks ago, we went down to Collison Carnival. Now, I interviewed a couple of guys down there, and unfortunately, I couldn't air out the interview because, unfortunately, we had the passing of the Queen, so the show got cancelled for a couple of weeks. So we're going to go back a couple of weeks ago to Collerton Carnival, where I met up with the Otters Carnival Club. I'm down at Collerton Carnival tonight, and I'm joined with the guys from Otters and also a guest from the Toppers Carnival Club. Can you tell me your names, please?
Tom.
From?
From the Otters, and I live in Wellington.
Okay, and?
James Luder from Otters.
Yeah.
Ryan Coombs from Toppers.
So we got somebody from the North Peverton and Bridgewater circuit. Finally, I managed to get somebody from that circuit as well, because being from the South Somerset circuit, I don't get to see you guys very often, so actually bringing it, coming down to here, and then I'll be up at the Bridgewater circuit as well, doing a bit of judging up there. So tell me, Tom, all about your car. What is it? Tell me.
So it's essentially a castle. It's kind of a mix this year between Valhalla and dragons and the dragon kind of kingdom.
Very different type of
one. Yeah, it's a very different sort of car for us this year.
It's quite colourful, I have to admit, for that sort of theme.
Yes, definitely. We've certainly gone away from more of the goldy colour, which we've used in previous years. We like to reuse paint. But no, definitely, and we've also tried to choose some different music this year as well.
And what is your music this year?
It's called Valhalla Calling. It's the duet version by Miracle of Sound.
I've never heard that until you had it on. I saw it on YouTube and I thought I must get a hold of that, and you kindly sent it to me last week, so we managed to get it played on the show just after Seaton Carnival, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely. And that was definitely a big aim for the cart, was to have some different music. We like always like bringing new music into Carnival. So no, it's definitely worked well, really.
So what do you actually do for otters? Actually on the cart, or do you row crew, or what exactly do you do with them?
So I row crew. Well, I'm row crewing this year. I'm also in charge of sound, music, and some electrics here and there. Yeah, big challenge this year has been rewiring the sound from scratch due to...
It is hard work, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, we've moved all the amplifiers to the generator this year instead of each section.
Brilliant. Well, we've got James here as well. So, James, what do you do with otters at the moment?
A bit of everything now and then. Obviously on cart tonight. Yeah, just...
So are you on cart most of the time?
Yeah, mostly now.
Do you enjoy it?
Scared of most nights, but expected to be. You never know what crowds think of what you pull out, whether they like it or not, but to our own, I suppose.
But the most important thing is you're actually back out on the road this year, and we finally got the horrible couple of years out of the way, and now we can actually get Carnival back on the road again.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable to be back and just enjoying what you love, really, sort of stuff.
Brilliant, thanks for your time. And also I've got a gentleman from Toppers Carnival Club. Who are you again, Tommy?
Ryan.
Right, so what do you do with Toppers, Ryan?
So I just help build it and row crew. I was with Hillview originally from Burnham. I'm a Burnham boy myself.
Oh, so you know Martin then?
I do know Martin,
Okay.
I left them end of last season and joined Toppers just as COVID started.
So bad timing then, really.
It was, yeah. So my first year with them was with them last year when we did the walk-in entries.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of cart building with them in between. And I just do a little bit of whatever I get given, really.
Yeah. So you're down with otters tonight, giving them a hand, are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm good friends with Tom and James here, so I said I'll come down, give them a hand for the evening, and help them finish off and get out on the road. It's nice to see how they do it in Devon as well, to be fair.
Exactly, because all different circuits have different ways of building and actually portraying a car, don't they?
Well, exactly. And it's nice to come and see how they do it. Like, being a Somerset boy, I don't get down here very often.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Ships on vigor of the waves of Skimming barren summits to the verdant plains. Each horizon is a new beginning, rise and reign. Far from the fjords and the ice-cold currents, brave and soar over new frontiers. Songs and sagas of a fate determined, shields and spears. Vows of favor or the thrill of plunder, pull together for the clan and kin. Clank of hammers and the crash of thunder, bound within. Oh,
from the Otters Carnival Club, Valhalla. Thank you so much for all your messages tonight so far. We have messages in from Gary, also Sarah. And also, we've had a gentleman message in saying, can you do a big shout out to the one and only Generations Carnival Club? They're the only remaining Taunton Carnival Club. So if you ever fancy building a cart and you live in Taunton, we would absolutely love it. Now, Kim is with me from the Ulster Carnival Committee. Now, Kim, can you tell me a bit more of what's happening next weekend at the carnival?
Okay, well, on Wednesday, we've got the Rotary Quiz at the Shrubbery Hotel, 6:45 for 7:15 start. Please come along. It's teams of four. The Rotary very kindly organised this for the carnival. On Saturday night, we've actually got a coach going through with past royalty on. And as I said before, we've got somebody on there, yes, from 70 years ago, Christine, lovely lady. And we've got about 14 other past ones as well. The furthest one, I believe, that is coming from Truro. Wow. Also leading the procession will be another coach, a small coach, Herne View Primary School in Ilminster. They do an umbrella competition for us, and all the winners go on board. That's fantastic. We get such great support from our local school, and they help out. And next week in the local window in Ilminster will be all the carnival floats carts that they've actually made and designed, and they'll be on display in the window the week after next.
Well, so plenty going on in Ilminster, which is really, really great. Now, last night we had a few people that had carts, and now they've gone back down to walking, like the likes of Eclipse Carnival Club, and also we had the likes of Extreme as well. They've always been walking. I caught up with Graham from them, and he had a bit of a chat with me. But before we do that, we're going to play the music from the Eclipse Carnival Club. This is Top Nun.
Rovers have loads of experience taking care of Land Rovers just like yours. From repairs to spares, from a light bulb to a full rebuild of the Land Rover mark, we can look after every Land Rover from the 1940s to the latest model. As your independent, friendly, local Land Rover specialist garage, you can speak to someone with experience of working on and owning a Land Rover. And there's no main dealer prices. To book, pop in and see us on Beaufort Road, Taunton, or call 254-630. Country Rovers, trust us to keep you on the road.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I'm Graham Lawrence, I'm chairman of Extreme Carnival Club.
So, a busy year for you this year?
It has been, yes. Considering we've done nothing for 2 years, yes, we've in full swing again. So, yeah, it's been good.
And what are you doing this year?
We're doing Ragdolls.
Okay, and the music?
Come Alive from the show.
Okay, well, as in the actual show version?
Yes. Well, this Years and Years and Jess Glynn version.
Oh, interesting one then. Oh, I'll see if I can find that one.
Yeah, just to be a bit different.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, can you describe, as in you say that you like Ragdolls and that, are they sort of coming to life, yes. Are you? Nice and colourful?
I hope so.
Yeah?
I hope so. It looked good when we were looking at it Thursday night. Yeah, it was all... It's the same every year when you're making things. It's all bits and pieces until the very last few couple of weeks, and it all comes together. Yeah, I think it looks good for what we've done. And we've lost some good people that did sewing. So a couple of us blokes in the club have had to do the sewing as well. So that's a new one.
Well, I have to take my hat off to you for that, because I would never attempt doing sewing myself. I'm pretty useless at stuff like that.
But it's a case of having to. When your membership's gone down, and you need to get these things done, you've got to learn very quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's so good to see you guys back out on the road this year, because I know it's been a hard couple of years not having Carnival. It's getting the awareness back into it, isn't it?
Yes, I think when we had our AGM, we'd lost like six people, so it's like half the performers gone. So
yeah, it definitely hits you then, doesn't it?
It does, and then you sort of sat there thinking, are we going to go out like this? And they were all enthusiastic, so I said, right, let's do it.
Yeah,
so we're here.
Well, it's great. It's great that Wellington's back again.
I think it's great, yes. It's, unfortunately, it's not going to be as good as before, but perhaps it will build on it.
Yeah, but I think you saying that, I think it's going to be just as much fun, if not a bit more fun, because the serious element's not quite as there.
Yeah, true. But a lot of people that come here, I suppose, like to see the big things, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but the smaller entries as well make it.
Yeah, it all adds up, doesn't it?
It does.
It does.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Graham, and I'll see you at Ilminster.
Yes, you will.
You stumble through your days, got your head hung low, your sky's a shade of grey, like a zombie in a maze. You're asleep inside, but you can't shake awake, cause you're just a dead man walking, thinking that's your only option. But you can flick the switch and brighten up your darkest day. Sun is up and the colors blinding, take the world and redefine it. Leave behind your narrow mind, you'll never be the same. Come alive.
Come Alive, used by the Extreme Carnival Club from Ilminster this year, from Years and Years, and Jess Glynn. A quick mention to Di Dore. Apparently she never listens. I'm sure your husband does. Well, I've got Kim here from Ilminster Carnival Committee. Now, tell me, what time does the carnival start, Kim?
Okay, the grand procession starts at 7:15. Road closures in the main part of the town, they go on roughly about 6 o'clock, 6:15. For further information on road closures, you need to go to ilminstercarnival.co.uk. There is a map online, or the road closure times are online, and if you want to contact us, you can do so via that method.
Now, Wellington Carnival last night.
Yep.
What would you say was your favourite entry that you saw last night?
That is so me.
I know.
You cannot ask me
I know you
that.
Too well, you see.
You cannot ask me that. What I can say is, actually, I was really surprised. There were some really good entries there, and seeing they've had very little time, and a bit like Graham Lawrence said, actually, it's been a tough 3 years. You've got to think about the funding. It wasn't out there for the first 2 years. We weren't allowed to do anything. It's just we've got to start somewhere. And the clubs, when we met with them, the clubs said, let's carry on as normal as we can, and then next year we're going to be coming out bigger and better.
And I think they will. And speaking of next weekend, as in Ilminster Carnival Committee, myself and also Patch Jobson, we will be there roaming around on the lineup and speaking to more carnival people next Saturday. So if you see us, wave us down and say, interview me, please, will you? Speaking of interviews, we're going back to Wellington and we're speaking to the 1+1 Carnival Club.
I've just come to the front of the lineup and I bumped into 1+1 Carnival Club and an old mate of mine. I don't see him very much, even though he just lives up the road from me. Mr. Martin Lee, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Great to see you back out on the road.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Tell me all about your entry. What's it all about, and tell me what the music is and everything like that?
Oh, it's all about bingo. Yeah. It's like, bingo balls and all that, and dresses all the different numbers, and I don't know, music is bingo, I suppose. I don't know what I don't know. Yeah.
So the title of your car is this year?
Eyes Down.
Eyes Down. It wasn't. It's not what's on the front of your generator, then.
Oh no, it is.
It says shake your balls. And you know, I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but I just have.
No, there you go.
So are you on the front of the car, or whereabouts are you?
I'm on the front of the Jenny trailer this year. I've been put back.
So who's at the front this year?
Pete and Sean Erling.
All right, okay. Slightly different.
Slightly different, yeah.
Yeah, but it makes a change. It does make a change, because normally you're on the front of the car every year. So for you to be slightly towards the back makes a change, doesn't it?
Makes a change, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a change.
Yeah, so really looking forward to tonight.
Yes, I'm very happy to be back.
It's been a long old slog, hasn't it?
It has, very, very long old slog. Yeah. 3 years, isn't it?
Okay, and as in building-wise, you build outdoors, don't you?
Yeah, we're the only club that build outdoors.
And how long did it take you to build this year? Or the years?
This year's entry? 3-4 months, I swear.
It's surprising how long it takes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're back, that's
back
the main
on the
thing.
Road,
yeah, exactly.
We're out.
Yeah. So if you see a cart going through the procession with a big duck on the front of it, Martin won't be there. He'll be near the back where there's a pair of legs at the moment. So it'll be quite interesting, won't it?
It will be, yeah. Very
well,
strange.
I'll let you get about your business. Lots to see, lots to do. And I'll see you again soon, Martin.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bingo! Bingo, bingo, get your tabbers out. Bingo, bingo, and don't forget to shout. Yeah. Bingo, bingo, and let me hear your calls. And don't forget to tell the chairman to shake up his balls. Oh, every night I like playing bingo.
Bingo.
20 Benson edges and a beer.
Hey.
It's always lots of fun. Sat there on your bum. And if you win, stand up and shout.
Here you are.
Lots of money to be won on bingo.
Bingo.
When playing, all our faces look quite glum. But when we win the line on number 69, all the club can shout out.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hey. Bingo, bingo, get your dabbers out. Bingo, bingo, don't forget to shout.
Yeah.
Bingo, bingo, let me hear your calls. And don't forget to tell the chairman to shake up his balls. I like it when they call out legs 11. Doctor's orders mark off number 9. Me dabber's running out. I'm just about to shout. Sweating for one number on the line. It's getting very near to someone calling.
Pull it.
Me
can feel the tension rise a bit. A woman shouts out.
Yeah.
The caller shouts out.
We're.
And all the rest of us, we shout.
Oh,
bingo, bingo.
Get your dabbers out, come on.
Bingo, bingo.
And don't forget to shout.
Yeah.
Bingo, bingo.
Let me hear your calls. And don't forget to tell the chairman to shake up his balls. So
bingo, bingo.
Get your dabbers out, come on.
Bingo, bingo.
Don't forget to shout.
Yeah.
Bingo, bingo.
And let me hear your calls.
Only on a carnival carcass.
Tell the chairman to shake up his balls. Don't forget to tell the chairman to shake up his balls.
From the One Plus One Carnival Club for 2022 and bingo. Well, it's time to give you the answer to our Carnival Rewind. Now, Kim, did you know what the answer was this week?
No.
No? Right, okay. The answer we were looking for today was Rocky Sharp and the Replays and Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out, used by the Marketeers. Also, we had Yeovil Boys Brigade that used it. But in first place, I'll tell you third place, shall we? Which was Sarah Kite, and also in second place was Bradley Lawrence, and in first place was Lisa Whitlock. Congratulations to the other people that got it correct but weren't quite quick enough today. Mark Glidden, Gary Stock, James Loder, Tom Hunt, Mark Miles, Keith from Char, yes, my old man, and also Martin Summers. So congratulations to you. We're going to do that track for you right now from Rocky Sharp and the Replays.
Wop, 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 wop.
And this is all the carnival music you love from only Tone FM.
Three wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. The Cherokees are chasing me. Arrows fly right on by, but I'm singing a happy song. Galloping by.
George!
wagon woman. Two wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. Them Cherokees are after me. Flaming spears burn my ears, but I'm singing a happy song. I'm a singing a higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Pioneers, they never say die. Half a mile up the road, there's a hidden cave, and we can watch those Cherokees go galloping by.
Road?
Well, you hush up, you and your maps. One wheel on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. Them Cherokees after me. I'm all in flames at the reins, but I'm singing a happy song. I'm singing the higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Galloping by.
George, should I get the bag of beans and trinkets?
Woman, I know what I'm doing. No wheels on my wagon, so I'm not rolling along. The Cherokees captured me. They look mad, things look bad, but I'm singing.
I bet Dave Phelps is absolutely loving that one. You, Christy Minstrels, and Three Wheels on My Wagon. That's about it for me here tonight here on the Carnival Hour. Don't forget, you can get our listen again. It will be loaded on our website in a couple of days' time. So please do bear with us, because we are only volunteers after all. But thank you so much, Kim, and also Chris, for coming in tonight.
Thanks very much for having us on.
Not a problem at all. Say goodnight, Chris, will you?
Good night, Chris.
Very, very good. I'll speak to you next week. Denise is up next with the big show tunes, and then Andy will be here after that with the big chill. I'll speak to you next week. See ya.
Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
With Country Rovers, your local friendly Land Rover specialists without main dealer prices, supporting local carnival. It's coming up.